Collecting and storing rainwater as it runs off your roof is getting increased attention in this drought year. Jessie Froelich of Guerneville launched her business, Blue Barrel Systems, to make rainwater catchment more available and a little less expensive for people who want to set up their own systems.
In almost every case, you can catch enough to get you through. It takes very little rooftop surface to yield lots and lots of runoff. The issue comes with how much space do you want to dedicate to water storage, because often it would take large tanks to get somebody through an entire summer of irrigation. But the environmental benefits are so great that even if you're only catching enough to get you partway through the summer, you've taken a chunk out of your impact.
But doing so requires an upfront investment, one that varies in part on how much of the work you do yourself, as well as the size of the system. Chad Griffith, Assistant General Manager of Harmony Farm Supply near Grayton, has been designing systems for customers with increasing frequency the past couple of years. He offers some rough numbers.
Let's just look 300 or 400 gallons of storage for a residence. All the parts involve the water tank, the conveyance piping, a first flush diverter. A first flush diverter basically sends the dirty water away first. That's running about $2 per gallon. So if I took my 400 gallons, that would be about $800.
Getting the job done will also require creating a place for the tank or tanks to stand, possibly a pump, and any labor costs. But water, even when scarce, is cheap. So don't expect a rainwater catchment system to pay for itself, at least not anytime soon. Griffith walks through the numbers.
I brought in my City of Santa Rosa water bill today just to take a look. I got charged about $17 per 1,000 gallons. I got charged about $34, $35 for 2,000 gallons of water that I used last month. So if I look at the $17 per 1,000 gallons and I look at the $500 or $600 it would take to put in a small system for a residence, the return on investment came out to around 100 years.
Right now, he says, rebates from the City of Santa Rosa can knock the costs down about 12%, but that's still an 80-plus year recovery period. And if there's a pump involved, it'll probably need to be replaced along the way, further delaying that break-even date. But Griffith says there is one simple way to make your system pay for itself sooner. Make it bigger.
If you increase the size of your storage, your return on investment is going to go down quite a bit. A 3,000-gallon tank, we're selling for around 45 cents per gallon. So a couple $100 for conveyance piping, your return on investment will go down a lot.
Both Froelich and Griffith agree that reusing rainwater should be more than a dollars and cents decision. There are emotional and philosophical reasons to make that investment, as well as a very practical safety consideration.
People want emergency backup as well. So if there really were a crisis, an earthquake, and the water system that we know broke, people would have possibly a large storage of water that they could access.
But he adds, using the saved rainwater for human consumption requires a good deal of extra treatment.
Coming into the tank, we're usually looking at just screen filters, a couple stages from coarse to finer filters. The plumbing code requires 16 mesh, and that's basically a mosquito abatement requirement. So but if you're talking about drinking the water, then there's more involved. A couple ways you could do it, but you probably have to have a pump, you'd have to have some carbon blocks, and maybe a UV light.
An inch of rain collected from a 1,000-square-foot roof will yield more than 600 gallons of runoff. How long that lasts depends on how it is dispersed. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.